It's Friday. You know what that means? It means I get to talk movies. And a big weekend release is Dungeons and Dragons Honor Amongst Thieves. It stars Chris Pine as a likable, affable thief looking to steal a relic that can bring one person, just one person, back from the dead. Now, along with his trusted and loyal warrior friend, played by Michelle Rodriguez, an insecure wizard, played by Justice Smith, and a resourceful and confident elf shapeshifter, played by Sophia Lillis, they take on a journey across their mythical land, running into obstacles and even a friend who might be willing to cross them for the wrong reasons. Here, the gang interrogates a long-deceased man who could help them find this relic.
Once the dead man is revived, we can ask him 5 questions, at which point he will die again, never to be re-revived.
Why 5 questions?
I don't know, that's just how it works.
Seems arbitrary.
Can we get on with this place?
Right, yes. Perlamon Tergatis.
Maybe I'm not saying it right.
I wasn't scared, nearly startled.
Here we go. Were you killed in the Battle of the Everhorse?
Yes.
Great. I mean, not for you. Sorry for your loss. 4 more questions, right?
Yes.
No, that wasn't for you. Did that count as a question?
Yes.
Damn it. Only answer when I talk to you, okay?
Yes.
Why did you say okay at the end of that?
I didn't.
Fantastic. Where's the shovel?
Okay. So the majority of the film includes what we'll call mini quests. Because they're searching for this relic, and just like in a video game, you have to go through certain rounds in order to get closer to your end goal. For this, it introduced us to some pretty memorable characters. I think it's easy to dismiss Dungeons & Dragons as a frivolous, silly film that's not worth seeing because it's based on a video game. I would not miss it if I were you. It has no business being as good as it is, and I am so glad that I gave it a shot. It is legitimately laugh-out-loud funny. I had so much fun in this movie. It's charming, it's witty, and it's very knowing. It's a film that at times comes with sort of a wink and a nod, and it works so effectively. But like so many other adventure comedies that work, this was a movie that had a heart. And I don't think anyone other than Chris Pine could pull off this role. His emotional journeys, fighting for a dead loved one. He's trying to win back the affection of his daughter who no longer trusts him. It seems so genuine and warm, and it ends up elevating this film past just a fun movie that passes a couple hours. You really get something out of it. Now, I'm assuming you don't have to be familiar with the game, since I'm not familiar with the game other than knowing about it. I imagine there are probably plenty of references that would have the Dungeons & Dragons nerds all excited, but I don't think it's necessary. I absolutely love Dungeons & Dragons Honor Amongst Thieves. I highly recommend you check it out this weekend. It's rated PG-13, although I do think most kids will be fine in this film. So I think you should bring them. Check out Dungeons & Dragons Honor Amongst Thieves. What movie are you going to see this weekend? Send me a text, 1-800-465-8770. Let's find out what else is trending.